This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special Shining Star edition of the BCP. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome in one of my favorite guests of all time. I really just want to trade lives with him and live his life. Certainly living his best life, of course, ahead of his match against Josh Adams at Warfare Titan Championship Wrestling September 25th in Bayville, New Jersey. He is the international shining star himself and a former hashtag wrestling fashion winner and the current reigning and defending ECPW light heavyweight champion, my good friend, Mr. Ray Kalichi. Ray, thank you for making the time, man. Live from
live from Tulum, Mexico. Yes, sir. Look, hold on. Wait, real quick, right? This ain't a green screen, bro. This ain't a green screen. This is real life.
I love it, man. Bro, thank you for making the time, man. You're sending me all these pictures of these amazing things that you're doing. You are living your best life. What did I see? I saw you holding a snake. I saw you ride ATVs with your girl, man. I think you might have done some like climbing or rappelling. What's going on over there?
That was a cenote that I did an excursion earlier during the day, and it's one of those natural spring things or whatever with the Mayans, and it was like a whole historical experience, which was super super cool. And then you're just one with nature, and you know, you just turn the phone off and you're just tuned in and you just enjoy the surroundings.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm looking at the pictures. I'm like, why are you talking to me right now? Like, go enjoy yourself.
And What do you mean? I got to keep my sponsors happy. So I got to talk to everybody. Right. So there you go.
I appreciate it, man. Are you wrestling down there at all this time around, or just down there doing your thing?
So, right now I'm taking a little R&R, rest and relaxation.
You deserve
before
it.
My hectic schedule. Yeah, thank you. Before my hectic schedule jumps up, I'm in California next week. Debut for Lucha Libre in Independent or International. I'm sorry. First time there. That's going to be so awesome.
Wow.
Lucha Libre show. Yeah. Then after that, I have an ECPW show on the 17th. And then that same night, I fly out to Mexico City because I have a show on the 18th for RLLI. Which is my second show there within this year. And we're expecting like, I don't know, something like 400 people or something like that that's going to show up. Insane.
This guy, man, definitely living your best life, man. Thank you again for making the time. So much I want to talk about, man. Let's get right into it. Let's rewind a little bit. Since I've talked to you last time, man, you did something. We were both part of something amazing where we raised over $10,000 for something called the Miracle League of Mercer County, New Jersey. Ray, my hat goes off to you because you did such a great job, not only being a part of that and taking the time to participate, but you went and above and beyond, you know, win a lunch with Ray, which was amazing. Yeah. Just to raise money. I think you raised over like $700 just for the cause by yourself, man. That's amazing. Right. Tell us what it meant to you to be a part, a major part and a starter in basketball.
It was 900, but who's counting, right? But
My guy.
It was super special because it's one of those things where Shane reached out to me and out of nowhere. I didn't know what was going on, and I didn't think he would even reach out to me. But I am one of those individuals that I'm willing to help, especially when it comes to like kids, because, you know, I have my daughter of my own. And, you know, I just, everything that I do, it's always for the kids. And I'm always all in, and I'm always willing to help out, you know, whether it's giving up my time or helping out to raise money or whatever it is. I give out free merch to the kids and then, you know, all of that. So it was super, super special to me. And the way it was just received by just everyone. And Shane, hats off to Shane, because he was the only man that I know that he's able to get all of these different characters and all of these different personas all under one roof. Because if it wasn't for that, we would have just been at each other's throats and kicking and punching and body slapping and everything else, you know? So it was super special, and especially for you guys doing the commentary and all that stuff. And he had a GoPro there, and he had IWTV. It was like a whole something so small turned into something so big, to a point where they're talking about doing not a part two, but another one for next year. So super awesome.
Let's do it. And I love that you mentioned that everyone working together, because when I started in the business, you know, not the journalism stuff, but commentary, all that stuff, like everyone did work together. And then you see, you know, there's a lot of rivalries in the business and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So just to see, you know, all the pettiness out the window and just everyone come together for a great cause. It was really awesome to see, and hats off to Shane and hats off to the heels who pulled out the win. So congratulations, sir. The reigning defending heels, man, this guy wins at everything. All he does is win. Let's be real. And you talk about all these, you know, positive things that you do, man, because I feel like you get it. I always feel if you have a platform, you should use that for good. And we talk about positivity. You did that interview with our good friend of the Queen of the Indies, Tiff. And you talked about wrestling with positivity, and you've done some great things for families, great things for charity. What does that mean to you to have Ray Kalitri behind the scenes do a lot of that charity work? Because to me, it's everything, man.
Well, to me, I'm one of those guys that I don't need people to put me in the forefront, that I have to be in front of the camera and the pictures and posting online. I do it out of the kindness of my heart, because I grew up with nothing and now I have everything. And I'm one of the guys that I'm willing to give back to help out in however I possibly can. And not only that, but like, again, I grew up with my mom in a basement with two of my brothers living in two bedrooms, and super, super hard life. And if I can make a difference for a family, even if it's for 5 minutes, or even as, hey, listen, can we take a picture? Yeah, sure. Let's take a picture. Oh, you know, can we send a personalized video to my dad who's at work right now? He loves wrestling, you know, whatever. And I've done it all, like everything in between, and everything that I was telling the Queen of the Indies is only like a small snippet of the things that I've done. Again, because I don't need the notoriety. I know what I've done, and the people that I've dealt with know what I've done. But it means so much to me just to bring smiles to people's faces, man, even to forget, you know, the daily drama, the daily headache, the daily routines that they have to go through, the stress, you know, the bills, the this, the that. If they could just come, you know, meet a wrestler who's not a jerk, and you know, who's willing to take out the time. And I usually take time out to talk to people. Hey, how you doing? How's your day? Whatever. And then that's how you build a relationship, and that's how you build a fan base.
That's it. That's how you and I connected, man. You were always very nice. You always took the time for me. You're calling me from Mexico, man. And I appreciate that, man, so
Tulum,
much.
Tulum, Mexico.
My man, dude, I very much appreciate it. And I'll say this, man. We'll get into the wrestling a little bit. A killer promo. Like, let's be real. You always go the extra mile. You always call me from on location. You're not sitting in your car, man.
Yeah.
I love you. Go the extra mile. But that promo that you cut, it was it broke the fourth wall a little bit. There was massive imagery. It had some storytelling. There were a couple little things that I noticed just from a production and technical standpoint that you brought into that. What I was just like, chef's kiss. What a promo. You always go extra mile, man. I just want to know, like, your thought process in writing your promos and that particular promo, because do you sit down and just write this out? Does it come to you? Does AJ get in your head a little bit? Like, because that was brilliant, man. I as soon as you put that out, I was like, everyone check out Ray's promo, because this is how you do it.
I appreciate you forwarding and reposting and all that stuff. You're one of the few people that very, very supportive of not only me, of everyone else that you believe in, and you believe in their work and their character and what they're trying to do in their careers. And, you know, we spoke about this plenty of times, so I do appreciate it. That's first and foremost. But as far as my promos, it's always what can I do to take my character to the next level? What's going on around me where I could bring it up a notch? Because I don't want to be that guy. And again, I'm sorry, it happens. And if someone feels some type of way, whoever's watching this, then guess what? Just step your game up. It's that simple. When guys cut the promos in the cars or in their basement and the lighting is crappy, like, dude, you're supposed to be a professional. Like, what are we talking about? What are we doing here? Right. But aside from that, I always try to elevate, and I'm always like, okay, if I was watching it, what would catch my eye? Like, if I'm in a car, okay, I'm in a Maserati. I'm not in a Honda Civic. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nice.
I'd throw that jab in there. You know, that jab, I'd throw the jab in there.
I love it.
But what is appealing to me, because you as a viewer or a consumer, I have 10 seconds of your attention span. And this is real. You can take it however you want. This is real. I have 10 seconds of your attention span, because if I don't catch your attention, if I don't come off fiery, or if I'm not giving you all of this back here, guess what? You're swiping. But if I give you an emotion and I come off red hot, fired up, you're gonna stick around for either the minute or minute and a half that the promo is about. But to go back to your question, I'm part of a group. I'm not sure if you're aware. We call ourselves the Good Poppies. It's me, AJ Penn, Mike Law, Joey Ace, and Azrael. And we started our own thing, and we always kick ideas back and forth. Hey guys, listen, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm thinking. What do you guys think? And they'll either add to it or they'll be like, no, take this away. So then collectively, we put it all together, and then it's up to either, you know, whoever's doing the promo at the time, let's say me, I have to bring it to life, and I have to make it feel like to have you, what you felt when you saw it, that you're like, damn, this is so good. Oh my God. And now it gets it to the point where people cannot wait to see my next promo, which is coming up here soon. Real soon. So, it's just a collective, thing that we do together, and it's so awesome and so great, and vice versa. Even like when AJ Penn, what do you think of this? And I'm like, all right, I will start tossing ideas around, and we're like, oh, but let's do that, and we're very big on visual. We're not a group that we want to do basic stuff. We're always trying to, we're always trying to outdo each other, but that's the whole group thing where we're trying to like one up each other. But we're just trying to like be better and just put out better content so that people could follow and be like, oh, you know what? I like what this guy's doing, and let me just start seeing and so that's collectively, that's what we do.
It's amazing. And guys, please check out that promo if you haven't already, man. I love that you have that group and that brain trust, man. Like I have my guys that obviously do the show with me. They'll help me with some of the, the writing for, more kicks in a Rockettes concert. Like, they'll help me with like the lines and stuff. So I love that. Yeah, man. Yeah. And I'll say this to you, Ray, I'm talking business here, my man. Your match coming up, Warfare, TCW, September 25th here in Bayville, New Jersey, guys. Tickets are still available. You're taking on Josh Adams. Now, obviously, the big controversy coming out of the last event was the 1-2-3 counted by a young fan who you've had, a relationship with that family in the past. Guys, again, check out that promo to get the full story on that. But the young fan counted the 1-2-3. The ref counted it, made it official. There was some conversations between AJ, SP Anderson, yourself, and Titan Management to resolve that situation. And quite frankly, again, I'm going to take off the company hat, keep the journalist hat on right now, calling it right down the middle. Their response was pretty much like, hey, Ray, you're back at the line. You're taking on Josh Adams at this event. Even I was kind of like, what's done is done. They no love for you, Ray. They're just like, you're taking on Josh Adams, back of the line, man. Your thoughts on that, my man?
All right, so hold on. So you got me here. This is what you just did to me. You did what a wrestling match is supposed to do to you, right? You set me up. You're bringing me up. Now you're gonna bring me down. That's what you just did right now, right? You just brought me down, right? All right. So This is the thing. When you join a company for the first time as an independent wrestler, your goal is to ruffle up the feathers, right? So to speak.
Okay.
And when you ruffle up the feathers, now all of a sudden there's an issue. All of a sudden there's a problem. All of a sudden, you can't say this. You can't. Why? Why can I say that I have money? Why can I say that I drive an $80,000 car? It's all true. Like, I have a house that's worth over $500,000. What are we talking about right now? So now people are mad, right? People are mad. They're jealous of me. So now they want to hold me back from being the number one contender for the middleweight title. Yeah. And that's an issue. That's an issue. And now they want to give me Josh Adams, a guy who someday he wants to wrestle with his mask on. Another day he wants to wrestle with his mask off.
He's going there.
Doesn't even know who he is. This guy doesn't even know who he is. He has personality issues. You know what I'm saying? So you want to give me that guy? You want to say, oh, you're going to the back of the line? So, okay, so fine. I'll go to the back of the line. No problem. But myself, and AJ Penn, we're going to make an example out of Mr. Josh Adams. Whether Titan Championship Wrestling likes it or not, we're still going to be ruffling up feathers. And what I want to say is I want you, because I know you have connections with TCW, I want you to send this message directly to Mr. SP Anderson. And I hope he's watching. I hope he's watching, because you know what? When I come out with AJ Penn and I make my glorious entrance, and all of your little jealous Titan Nation fans, they're going to all boo me because I'm the bad guy, right? Because I'm mad at the little girl and I was yelling at the dad, right? Everyone's going to boo me. I want you to do me a favor, Mr. SP Anderson. Do me a favor and escort Chucky Ireland to the outside of the building because I don't want him ringside when my match is on. That's how it is. That's how it is. You wanted the truth from me? That's the truth.
Wow. Calling it like it is. You heard it here first, guys.
I say how it is. I say how it is.
We'll make sure all parties involved see this, Mr. Kalichi. And thank you for keeping it real, man.
Absolutely.
Speaking of keeping it real, man, I've been seeing a lot of stuff you've been posting on social media. The workouts, man, you've been putting in the time. Getting them gains. I think I saw you were in New York getting them gains. I think I saw like a New Japan like poster in the background, man. So tell us about like what's on the workout, like what's on the regimen, man. Like, do you work out in the city? Do you have different spots? Do you work out all over, man? Like, I'm getting older, man. The metabolism just isn't what it used to be, man. What's the workouts looking like?
The workouts is I built myself a private gym in my basement of my home, and I have a full-blown gym. So I do the majority of my workouts there. And the whole New Japan thing, I have a bunch of memorabilia on the sides and stuff like that, of cool things that I've done throughout my career. It's just usually the camera's just there, and that's just like the best angle. So everyone just sees the New Japan. But now we're working out 4 days, 4 days a week. We're getting 2 days of ring, in-ring work. And we're getting ready because TCW, man, you owe me one. You owe me one because you guys scammed me. You guys scammed me. You let a 9-year-old girl officiate a match. And all of a sudden, because I was the bad guy and I did, we're not talking about what I did, right? We're not talking about what I did. We talk about the final result was the girl, right? Counting the three. And I'm upset. And of course I'm upset. And then TCW, check this out. I have one better for you. TCW management gets mad at the guy who was recording the video because their footage and their audio got messed up. Did you see that?
I like to watch back and critique myself. And yes, some questionable things missing.
If you watch my promo, I have the hard drive in my house in a safe. Okay. Cause I paid the guy off. Listen, Rick Recon, I'm not going to let you have your little 15 seconds of fame and posted all over social media glorious with a girl like this and then with me laying down. It's not gonna happen. So that's why you have the crappy footage, and that's why you guys are upset. So there you go.
Wow, there it is, man. You right from the source. Wow,
right? Right from the source, Poppy. Right from the source.
You call him anything, you can't call the man a liar. He keeps it real, man. And I appreciate that, right? Dude, and speaking of which, man, I keep saying you're living your best life right now. We talk about you, obviously, you had a snake, you're doing excursions, you're riding the ATVs, man. I think either you're fearless or you're a thrill seeker or you're both. But I talked about this on commentary. I was like, oh, let's see what Ray's doing on the 4th of July. Oh, just jumping out of an airplane.
Out of an airplane.
Just, you know, another day at the office. And I'm talking to you at Titan. I'm like, dude, how was that? And you're like, oh, it was my second time, man. So tell everyone about that experience. That's wild, man. I couldn't do it, bro. That's wild.
So it was my second time. My first time was in Hawaii. I did it back in, I think it was 2009. That one was amazing. Yeah, because you're overlooking the Pacific Ocean. You're looking at the mountains, the greenery. You're looking everything up. It was so nice. But in life, this is me, right? Personally, in life, sometimes there's a button, right? The F it button, right? Because I don't like to really curse. And sometimes you just got to hit the button. You just got to be like, F it. You know what? I want to do it. F it. Let's do it. What's the worst that could happen? You live to tell cool stories about it. And if not, then, you know, it's part of life. But I like to try anything once, man. I don't know.
Dude, it's amazing, man. What's like, again, what's like the fear level for you? Like, cause I think I was talking, to your girl, and I think that was her first time, you said, and I think she said she was nervous on the ground, but once you guys went up, she was like perfectly calm. Like, I would not be that way. Like, what were your nerves like the first time you did it, man? Was it like the same thing? You were like nervous on the ground and calm when you went up, or were just like nerves?
No, believe it or not, it was no fear. You're talking about the time that I went to Hawaii?
Yeah, the first time you did it, man. Yeah.
No, I had no fear, man. It was something that I wanted to do. And it's one of those things where I've learned in life, like if you personally want to do something for yourself, and you're like, oh, I'm going to wait for Ray because, you know, I want to do it with someone. Nah, man, you just hit that button and you just go and do it. But the thing is, when you skydive, when you free for all for the 60 seconds that you're just stumbling all over the air or whatever, and then you just open the chute and you're coming down, you're gliding. you realize how minute we are down here. And up there, you don't hear, you know, you don't hear the cars, the motorcycles, the people yelling, the music. Like, you don't hear nothing. You're in complete serenity. You're one with whatever's going on up there. One with your thoughts, one with your surroundings. So it's super calming, as weird as that may sound.
Wow, that's wild, man. Dude, you're going all over the country. But we call you the international superstar because you are in and out of the country. You've told me about some stuff you got coming up. I'll leave it at that, man. Where is somewhere where you'd like to go, either just travel to that you haven't been to yet, or to wrestle that you haven't wrestled at yet?
Well, I would love to wrestle in Japan. That is one that's on the bucket list. Because this year I've done Puerto Rico and I did Mexico, which is two of the four that I have on the bucket list. The other one is Canada. But if given the opportunity, Japan, I would absolutely love to go wrestle in Japan. Visit, I would really like to visit, we were just looking it up, Greece. I would love to visit Greece. Yeah. And the thing is, like, when I go on vacation, I don't stay remote in one place. I like to, like, if I take 2 weeks, I do 4 days here, 4 days there, 4 days there. And then like that, you have a combination of a bunch of things, you know, a bunch of different experiences and different things that you've seen.
Wow, man. And dude, obviously, like, you're all over the place. You're in great shape. Are you a foodie? Like, do you have like certain spots like you like to go to when you go to Puerto Rico and all that stuff? Like, are you a big foodie kind of guy?
Yes and no. It depends. As long as I don't really like fried food, because, you know, you gotta keep in some type of shape if you're performing out there and you want to be in front of the camera. Well, anyway, for me, because, you know, I'm the international shining star, I'm Poppy Fresh. I gotta, you know, there's a certain persona I gotta keep, you know. Fun fact, I can't eat seafood, so that automatically eliminates a lot of the stuff. I'm allergic to seafood, so we eliminate that. I don't really eat fried food, but I do enjoy good food. And let me tell you, in Tulum, I just had the best tacos today. They were freaking amazing. I have to go back. Yeah, I have to go back.
That's awesome. TCW Catering, no seafood for Mr. Caligi, please. No. Let's make sure we have a nice spread. Let's go. Correct. Let's take care of this guy, man. That's amazing, man. And I did want to ask you this one, because I talked to Mr. Danny Limelight not too long ago. And
that guy.
In that conversation, we see certain promotions with a lot of factionism, you know, on television and stuff like that, where there's just factions. There was some discussion in some of the comments there about possibly Limelight, Caligi, teaming up at some point, maybe a faction. I know you have the Good Poppies, like you were saying earlier. If you could do a faction, is there anyone that you would want to group with? Or is it like your guy, your Good Poppy guys, or you want to do something different? Like, any faction thought for you? Obviously, you have AJ Pan right now.
So the thing with me, I think we touched a little bit on this before on our last interview when I was in Puerto Rico live, just like I'm live in Mexico, because this is not a green screen, as we said earlier, right? I'm very big on working with people that I've started with. So previously, in our previous interview that we had, you asked me, you know, you have a WrestleMania moment, who are you bringing out with you? And I straight up told you my nephew, because, you know, everyone else has had their shot. Everyone else has had their shot, right? I feel the same way. Like, I would roll with the guys that I've been starving with, that I've been hungry with, that I've eaten with, that I've laughed, cried, argued. I wanna roll with those guys, because no disrespect to anyone else, all these other guys, they've already been there. They've been there, done that. So why not give the opportunity to my guys to be on national TV and to get all the benefits and to see all of your hard work actually finally pay off, to a point where they're like, all right, Ray, you know what? You could bring in four guys, anyone you want. You know, I'm bringing in AJ Penn, Joey Ace, Mike Law, Azrael, and myself. And that's just me.
That's awesome, man. Dude, you're all over the world. You're rolling with a great crew. That's amazing. Yep. I always hear great airport story, because people are all over the place. Dude, like, a lot of people are kind of like in this Northeast bubble right now. Obviously, with everything going on in the world, it's a little trickier than it used to be. But you've been going everywhere, winning championships everywhere. Have you ever traveled with a title and had like airport security go,
all
oh, like,
what's, time.
Well, what's the reaction? Time. Do they pop all for the it? Or are they like, what is this?
I usually carry the belt with me on my carry-on, like my personal bag, because I don't want it to get, you know, stolen or whatever, or they throw my suitcase the wrong way, it gets damaged or whatever. So usually whenever it goes in the screen for, you know, when they check whatever's in your personal bag, oh, whose bag is this? Whose bag is this? I'm like, oh, it's mine, whatever. Do you mind? Yeah, sure, go ahead, open up. They're like, oh my God, what is this? So I start telling them a little bit about myself. And I'm like, hey, you know what? Just follow me on social media. Oh, can we take a picture? So I've taken some cool pictures with some of the TSA. I don't know if I should be saying that on your show.
I popped for it. So
it's a funny thing. It's a funny thing, actually. I'm going to give you a quick story about that. Yesterday, there's a famous gym here called the Tulum Gym. And I was working out and I did a quick promo for one. As a matter of fact, for my California debut next week coming up, which I haven't posted it yet, which I will.
Congratulations.
Spoiler alert. Thank you. Yeah. So I did the promo, whatever. And, you know, there's two guys that came over from Liverpool all the way over here in Tulum. So he's talking to me. He goes, yo, do you mind if I record you? Because, you know, I had the two belts on and stuff. And I'm like, nah, sure, whatever. So he thought that I was going to be like some sort of like shy little guy, whatever. So that, you know me, man, once you turn on that camera, it's gold mode for me. So I got the belts and he goes, oh, you know, so what's your name? I was like, my name is Ray Kalichu, the Shining Star. We are here too. And this guy, like, he has the camera like this. And I see him, he backs up and he's like, oh my God, who was this? I can't believe this. So it was pretty cool and it was pretty fun. And then they actually take pictures with me with the belt and stuff like that. So that was pretty cool.
That's amazing, man. Yeah, I always hear these like airport stories, and I'm like, but I bet if anyone has a good airport story, it's Mr. Kalichu, because let's be real, he's always carrying the gold one way or another, man.
And I'll give you a quick another one. In Mexico, the first time when I went in March, the guy's asking me, like, I'm in the souvenir shop or whatever, and I'm buying some tequila, right? Because, you know, the tequila's the drink. And the guy's asking me, oh, you know, what are you here for? Because you speak Spanish pretty good. And I was like, you know, I'm Puerto Rican and all this other stuff. I came down here to wrestle. He goes, really? You came down here to wrestle? So I'm telling him about the event. And I'm like, yeah, I'm champion. I'm a double champion. At the time, I was champion for ECWA and for ECPW. So I had two belts. So I pull out the belts and he goes, like, his face lit up like a freaking Christmas tree. Oh, my God. Can I take a picture with you? My grandson loves wrestling. He's not going to believe me if, you know, if we don't take a picture. I said, yeah, man, sure. Absolutely. Come over. So he started following me on social media and stuff. And I think he's actually going to the show when I go there 2 weeks from now in Mexico City. So, yeah, pretty cool.
That's awesome. You meet not just a champ, a double champion. There you go.
Double champ. Yep. Yep.
Hashtag all the gold, man. And speaking of gold, I have to ask you this one. Obviously, you didn't have that middleweight championship number one contenders match at Titan. Obviously, it didn't pan out because of what we talked about earlier. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to go down that road again.
Oh, don't get me hot. I start taking off.
I know, man. I want to stay on your good side, sir. But moving forward in Titan Championship Wrestling, I'm sure you have your eye on the gold. Obviously, that middleweight championship we've talked about. The Funhouse has brought in some other gold as well. Obviously, you have Mats de Mac being the heavyweight champion for Titan. But outside of the gold, who would you want to work in Titan that you haven't worked yet? Maybe the likes of like a Johnny Moran, Big Cuzzo, Big Rock. Who would you like to work PJ Savage in Titan that you haven't worked with yet?
Just give me all the talent, man. Give me all the talent, whoever it is, whenever it is. It doesn't matter. It's going to be good because when I say this, I am a superstar. I'm a professional. I will work with anyone. It doesn't matter. Even you could give me a student and I'll make him look like a superstar. You know what I mean? I don't do the whole individuality thing, right? Because then people feel a certain type of way. Oh, you said this guy. You didn't say me. I don't do that. Just give me anybody you want. Give me PJ Savage. Give me Big Cuzzo. Give me Johnny Moran. Give me whatever. Even if you want to get in the ring, give me Rob. Give me. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've been in the ring once or twice. It didn't end well the first time, man. I think I was getting a reward and somebody interrupted my speech and pushed me out. So I have no business being there. I'll stay safe behind the commentary table, but I will always be putting you over, sir, because you're doing amazing things in the ring and in real life, man. And I do want to be respectful of your time, but I do want to ask you this, Mr. Kalichu.
Sure. What you got?
You know, I always ask everyone like their advice to other wrestlers. You know, I feel like there's a lot of wrestlers that, you know, that they're doing their thing. Like you said, students, people who are learning, but they haven't quite figured out how to connect with the fans or get the heat from the fans. And I feel like you're one of those personalities that can do both, man. Like, you're right on the map. They want to meet you. They want the 8x10s. They want the pictures, all that stuff. So I want to ask you, what advice would you have, not to just wrestlers trying to get over, but like the little things that you do? You say you're a details guy. You talk about the promos. You talk about the in-ring work. You're the guy wearing the full suit in the back. You know, everyone's like, Ray looks like a, literally, locker room meeting. Someone says, Ray looks like a million bucks. He does, man. What advice would you have to these wrestlers that might need to just like up their game a little bit?
So first of all, now since you already touched on the subject, I'll speak about the subject. I wasn't going to say anything, but
please.
When I got that compliment of, you know, Ray looks like the guy that I want to work with. Ray looks like a million bucks. He looks like he's here for business.
Yeah.
I'm very humble and I appreciate it. But inside, I'm like, yes, yes. Yeah. Look, like all you know, mother effer, whatever. to me is it goes a lot into how much you care for your character. Again, I'm a details guy, man. I'm not going to take you serious if your gear looks like crap. And I'm sorry to say it, you know, and we see it all across the indies. Take care of your gear. Have custom music. Don't listen to a Kanye West or Jay-Z song or Daddy Yankee or whatever, because you can't use it. It's copywritten.
Ding, ding, ding.
Pay the extra money. Pay someone who makes beats. If you know, whatever the case is, you have to, wrestlers have to understand that you have to invest yourself so that people invest in you. People don't understand that. Because anyone that you ever known who is great at anything, at some point or another in their life in the beginning, they invested in themselves and they invested money into whatever sport they were doing or whatever singing or poetry or acting or whatever. They invested a certain amount of money and time into it because they cared for it. And I understand not everyone is fortunate, and I get it. But you have to be resourceful and you have to up your game if you want to connect with the fans, like you just said. It goes down to the gear. It goes down to the music. It goes down to the nuances, the little things. Slow down. Listen to the crowd. Why are you going to keep doing something over and over and over if you're getting no reaction? Go to something else. Do something different. That's the way I see it.
Very well said. And I do want to ask you these very important questions before we get out of here.
But no. Take your time.
For me, two-parter. First part, having been a hashtag wrestling fashion multiple time nominee and hashtag wrestling fashion winner, here it comes. I get so much heat for this, man.
Dude, but, let me tell you something.
Oh boy.
Those people who vote for wrestling fashion of the week, they're freaking blind. Listen, you guys are blind, okay? Because I'm sitting here with a $5,000 Armani suit, with a $2,000 Burberry watch, with a brand new championship belt. And you guys do not give me the vote.
Come on.
People are blind.
So I'll say this.
It's the jealousy. The people are jealous.
That's fair, man. He looks like a million bucks, man. He's wearing a million bucks. Let's be real. But Mr. Kalitri, you know, I always tease, you know, I'll wear like the suit jacket, but I always wear like the indie shirt. I always try to represent
something terrible.
Oh, Vicky tells me. Terrible. So what can I do to improve the fashion? But before you answer, I thought this might help. This right here might help my fashion a little bit. So I thought that might be a good start.
I see what you did there. No, that's it. I'm sold. That's it. You're a fashion winner of the month, of the year. That's it. You won.
Guys, Ray Kalitri hats available now. And Mr. Kalitri, thank you for hooking me on, man. This is awesome.
I appreciate it. Of course. Appreciate it.
Dude, Nunez is sweating this every day. He's like, that hat is fresh, man. I'm like, and it's my real initials, too. So I love it.
Tell him, if he's coming to the next TCW show, tell him, pull me over to the side, and I got you.
Oh, my guy. Dude, you're the best. And last question for me. I always ask everyone this one. Obviously, still, you know, getting my feet wet on commentary. Obviously, I'm always putting you over. Your advice for me, man, hit me with it.
I mean, I'm pretty much the same thing that I told you before. The first time, just continue being you. You're rocking on. You're doing an awesome job. Listen. I'm on vacation. My time is precious, right?
Yes.
If you were not to be doing what you're doing, I would not be sitting here wasting my time. Look at this. You think I would be sitting here wasting my time? Come on. Look at
I
this.
Said, why are I you talking out there. To me, man? I don't know why you're talking to me, right. man. Go have right, a nice right. dinner, nah, bro.
I will. It's coming. Don't worry about it. I'll send you more pictures.
My guy. I will live vicariously through you.
Yes. Continue being you. Keep doing your thing. Just keep pushing forward. Even though people tell you no, it's fine. Just keep doing it. One thing, like I always say, you keep knocking on the door, eventually someone's going to say, wait, what's going on? Who is this? Open the door. Who's knocking? Sooner or later is going to happen.
For you as well, sir, man. You're killing it. Ray, hey, thank you so much for making a few minutes of your time. Real quick, hit him with the social media, man, and we'll let you get out of here, get to dinner, brother.
Instagram, Poppy Fresh. That is P-A-P-1, Fresh. Facebook, Ray Kalitri. Instagram, that was Instagram. Twitter, Kalitri Ray. YouTube, Ray Kalitri. If you want merch, DM me. Catch me at the show. Follow, tag, post. And watch out for the next few, the next new content that's coming out.
Oh, I can't wait, man. Killer promo. Hey, Mr. Kalitri, thank you for making the time on your trip. I super, super appreciate it. Thank you for all your support. Continued success. Move forward and safe travels, man. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. See you soon.
All right, brother. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.